listener, we are about to play a song by Nugi. Agustinus Gusti Nugroho, or Nugi, is an Indonesian actor and singer. He released a trilogy entitled Bumi or Earth in 1995, Air or Water in 1996, and Udara or Air in 1998. One of his best hits was Pelukis Malam, or The Night Painter. The song Pelukis Malam is about a human amazement over the nature created by the creator. The song also reminds us the humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is Nugi with Pelukis Malam. Enjoy listening to the song.
Dalam kabu, wahai malam, I think mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam sama rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa ada bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Aku tahu apa yang kita jalani,
sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Francisco word of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers continues to campaign for safe pathways for job seekers who want to work abroad. Minister of Protection and Indonesian Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, emphasized ongoing efforts to improve protection for migrant workers during an interview with Antara State News Agency on Tuesday. He stressed the need to raise awareness about the issues faced by Indonesian migrant workers and to make them more widely known. Optimizing the campaign on the importance of safe migration pathways for prospective migrant workers is considered necessary to prevent them from falling victim to exploitation and human trafficking. To achieve this goal, he noted the ministry would intensify the campaign in regions with a high number of prospective migrant workers, including all provinces in Java. To optimize the campaign, Minister Karding affirmed the ministry continues to collaborate with various ministries to streamline coordination with regional governments and enhance supervision of regions whose residents plan to work abroad. Well, listener, coming up next, we still have more programs all about Indonesia, of course, as this is Indonesia Today. And later, we also have a special interview in about an hour from now about investment in Indonesia. So do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today.
Misteri cinta yang ku
ku jalani denganmu, ku tak tahu arahnya kemana. Mungkin ini memang kasih Tuhan Bapa bahwa kita takkan kemana-mana. Oh aku tak tahu bagaimana.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta with the program Indonesia Today with me, Rahma, your today's companion on February Day 12, 2025. Counting down for the day of love, people say, on February 14th. But love day, showing love must be every single day, every single second, right? Including showing love to Voice of Indonesia. You can show your love not only by enjoying our program, but also sending us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Or to our social media, you can send a direct message or mention us on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Instagram at voi_official. Or chat us on WhatsApp +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. And we're celebrating the World Radio Day on February 13th, so we kindly invite you to send us audio or video greetings in English or any other languages broadcast at Voice of Indonesia that you feel convenient. You can send it to our email. Let's see, it's voimedsos. Let me check the email address first. Okay, the email is voimedsos@gmail.com. So it's voimedsosdept@gmail.com. 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 Well, hopefully we'll be announcing it soon also on the social media, so you can clearly read the announcement. We'll be back shortly, right after these next two songs, then we'll present a feature to inform you about Indonesian tourism. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today.
Mission. setiap
Indonesia.
Your time.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Many people may know Endeavor Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sao Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda. Yang
there are pertama, parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offerings to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting Lake Vera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat tumja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua is Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Euphratic Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Susah tanam dan dia.
business line. Free meals program can boost education participation in Indonesia. Indonesian government reform team to tackle illegal levies at tourist attraction. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Development Planning Minister Rahmat Pambudi said the free nutritious meals program can increase education participation, I should say participation in Indonesia. He said at the launch of a center of excellence at the Agribusiness and Technology Park of the IPB University on Tuesday that compared to the 139 other countries that have implemented similar programs, the scope of Indonesia's program of free nutritious meals is wider, reaching students up to senior high school and special school levels. He explained that the program has been an initiative of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto for a long time, even before he took office. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, together with other relevant ministries, will set up a work team to handle illegal levies at tourist spots. This was confirmed by the Ministry's Deputy for Industry and Investment, Rizky Handiani Mustafa, at a national conference of the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association in Bogor, West Java, on Tuesday. She said the cases of illegal levies are still being detected at tourist attractions. According to Mustafa, the ministry has signed a memorandum of understanding with the police to address the issue. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku
saat ku mulai mencari cinta.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku,
ku harap dia rasakan yang sama. Getaran membuatku rindu, senang hatiku saat ku dengar suaranya, ingin selalu ada di dekatnya. Saat ku sendiri, ku bayangkan dia datang padaku dengan cinta. Yeah.